This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran has admitted it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner by mistake earlier this week, shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport. All 176 people aboard the plane were killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and called it a catastrophe. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered all responsible departments to take any necessary measure to compensate for their loss. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called for an investigation into the Iranian army. A military statement said those responsible for the shootdown would be prosecuted. The general in charge of the Revolutionary Guard air defenses said today he's taking full responsibility for the tragedy. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Iran is calling the shootdown of a Ukrainian jetliner by its military unintentional. The admission of responsibility by Iran was announced Saturday as Iran was facing mounting international suspicion for the incident in which all 176 people on board were killed. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had bluntly stated Friday,
"We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile."
On Thursday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said much the same.
"The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile."
At least 63 Canadians died in the shootdown. The Ukrainian jetliner went down just hours after Iran launched a series of missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq, retaliating for the killing of a top Iranian general. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Ukraine's president said earlier today he expects what he calls a full admission of guilt from Iran and more, including the return of victims' bodies, the payment of compensation, and official apologies through diplomatic channels. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.